Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Vochim Daf Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we look at Daf Dalid, let us glance at the outside margin. We will notice a Nosei topic heading that we attempt to provide as we go along in our Shas Ozer Gemara Markings project. Here we have a Nosei, and we've indicated Ad Reish Hei Omen Aleph. This topic continues till the beginning of Daf Hei. The topic is Minolon Deboinon Lishmo Bavidas HaKorbonos. From where do we know that you require to have the correct, specific mindset when processing a korban? The stages that we'll be focusing on in our discussion include Shechita, slaughtering; Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood; Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood; Hilocha is the carrying of the blood before the sprinkling to the Mizbeach. We will be using geometric forms, as is customary in our marking system, to represent different ideas. Each form connects a related idea or word or whatever. We see a circled expression, min lalan. We'll see, as we go along this Gemara, this sukkah today, a number of times the circle appears around Minolon. We're looking for something. From where do we know? And whatever follows. So you'll see here Minolon, and if you skim down a few lines, the Gemara again says Shar Avodos Minolon, and a few lines after that you'll see Zrika Minolon, etc. We will see a house marking. These are Makoros Leisur Machsheves Shinui Kodesh Bavidas Akorbanos, sources for the prohibition of altering one's mindset from what it is supposed to be focused on while processing the korban. So that you'll see the house form appears around the different stages of the processing of a korban. We'll be using a double underline with dots in it, Hadgoshas Maskonas, to feature, to highlight the conclusions reached at any given stage. So that before we learn the Gemara itself, let's take a bird's eye view of the sugya with the markings, with the different geometric forms. So we mentioned already that Minolon, and we skimmed ahead to find a few of them. We're looking for the word Minolon means, from where do I know? From where do we know something? The house form that you see at the very top line, you see, is around the word Zvicha. So from where do we know that Zvicha needs to be Lishma? If you skim down a few lines, you'll see Sha'ar Avodos Minolon. From where do we know other Avodos? And a few lines after that, you'll notice Kabbalah in a house that's a dashed house form marking. And that's because the appearance of the word Kabbalah is really coming off of the expression Sha'ar Avodos. Sha'ar Avodos is a general expression. From where do I know other Avodos? The first one of those other Avodos that will be determined will be Kabbalah. But after that, we still have to find Zrika and Holacha, and they will appear in subsequent house forms. To make things a little easier, we've added in the margin, that means in the space, to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara, some more write-ins. So if you look at that space, starting at the top of the page, you'll notice we've written the expression Shinui Kodesh and circled it. From this point, skim down the space to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, and you'll run into another circled expression about halfway down the page. And there it says Shinui Bailim. In the shir that we had on concerning Daf Gimel, we made reference to these two different types of Shinuyim. Shinui is a change. Shinui Kodesh is where one changes the mindset, he changes the identity of the korban. In other words, he's currently working on, let us say, a korban shlamim, and then he announces that he is working on this very same, he's working on it as if it's an ola. There's another scenario of changing, where you change the identity of the owner, where Mr. A brings a korban and the kohen who's working on it says, I'm doing this for Mr. B, when in fact it's Mr. A's korban. That's shinui bailim. So the issue of shinui of identity of item, or shinui of identity of owner, has relevance with regard to each one of the stages of processing the korban. So that when you're dealing with shinui of the identity of the korban, that is an issue concerning. Now notice, in that little space between the Gemara text and the Tosis, to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, we have other write-ins. You'll see little words in houses. So you see on the top line, opposite the top line, you have the word Zvicha. After that, skimming down, you'll see Kabbalah, and then Zrika, and then finally Holacha. These four stages will be featured with respect to Shinui Kodesh, which was featured in that circled expression at the top. Then, as we mentioned earlier, if you go to the next circled expression to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, you saw already Shinui Bailim. And with regard to Shinui Bailim, we have to deal with those stages as well. And you can see they're featured as well in little houses with colored intips. This is to distinguish them from the issue concerning Shinui Kodesh. Here we're dealing with Shinui Bailim. So once again, you will see Zvicha and Zrika toward the lower part of the page. And on Amud Beis, you'll see Kabbalah is referred to as well. Shinui Bailim with regard to Kabbalah. With that, we have presented an overview through the markings of what to expect. Now, let's go into the Gemara text itself from the top line. Minolon deboinon zvicha lishmo. From where do we know that when slaughtering a korban, you have to do it with the right, correct, focused mindset? Lishmo, focused on the korban that you're supposed to be processing, so that when you're shechting, you're supposed to have in mind that you're doing it as the korban that's being brought. The answer, from where do I know this? The Omar Kro, the Im Zevach Shlomim Korbano, and we darsh in the word Zevach as follows: Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim, that the slaughtering should be with the Shlomim identity in mind. The Gemara asks, "V'dilma hainu shmayu?" Maybe the word zevach is not here to teach me that you have to have zvicha l'shma, but rather that's the name of the korban. The korban is called zevach shlamim. The Gemara answers, "No, the word zevach is not part of the name." And how do we know that? From the fact that shlamim is featured in other places without the word zevach. Midichtiv hamakriv es dam hashlamim, or hazorek es dam hashlamim. V'lo ksiv zevach. It doesn't say Zevach over there, V'hocha Ksiv Zevach. And here, in our opening pasuk on the second line, it does use the word Zevach. Shma Mino. So from the appearance of the word Zevach, we know, and here is a double underline with dots in it, this is a conclusion. Shetehe Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. As you skim down the page, you'll notice there are more conclusions that are reached regarding the other stages of processing the korban. For example, you see four lines from here, Shetei Kabbalah L'Shem Shlomim, and several lines after that, you'll see Shetei Zrika L'Shem Shlomim. So at each point that the Gemara comes to a conclusion, we use this marking in this particular sukya. Continuing, Ashkichon Zvicha. So with what we've said, we have found a moker for Zvicha L'Shma. Sha'ar Avodos Minolan. What about the other stages? From where do we know that they must be Lishma? V'chitema leilef mizvichan. If you are to suggest that we should learn them from Zvicha, namely, just like Zvicha must be done Lishma, the Zvicha is the slaughtering, just like the slaughtering must be done Lishma, therefore Kabbalah, Zrika, and Halacha also, Not necessarily. I can't learn from Zvicha. Ma l'zvicha. Here is a repudiation of that suggestion. Ma l'zvicha shekein poiseles shaloi l'shem oichlin b'pesach. There's a unique feature, or we should say a unique stringency, that applies to Zvicha that is not found in the other stages of processing a korban. What is that? What's that stringency? This is the idea of Shelo L'shem Ochlin B'Pesach. What do we mean by that? So Rashi explains, we look at the third line from the top, Ma L'zvicho Shekein Pasel Shelo L'shem Ochlin B'Pesach Shim Shochtoi Sheloi L'Ochlin Kegoyim L'Cheilu L'Zokein She'ein Yecholim L'Echol Kezayis. If one had a Korban Pesach and he slaughtered it for the sake of a sick individual or an aged individual, people that are incapable of eating a kezayis, which is an olive size worth of Korban Pesach meat, so if one slaughtered the Korban Pesach with a l'shem a choyle, l'shem a sick individual, posel. V'afilu hein bailov, even if they are the owners, nevertheless, such a Korban would be rendered unfit. Dichtiv, the posuk says regarding the Korban Pesach, Ish lefi achloi. It goes on to say tachoisu al haseh, and the word achila, which the pasuk says achlo, equals bekezayis. Sha'ar avoidos lo pasli shelo leochlin. The other avodos, the other stages of a korban process, if done with, let us say, a choyle or a zokain in mind, that would not ruin the korban. Dichtiv. The pasuk says, and this is what we recited just a moment before, tochosu. We have this included on the side of the Gemara. You can see tochosu v'tanya Rabbi Omer loshon sursihu. It's the sursi language. The Torah is using a word tochosu that the meaning of which was preserved by the sursi people. Ze ke'odam ha'im lechaveru kos li tleze. Kos is in sursi means slaughter. Slaughter for me this sheep. V'achim rebbe'psochim. The ein oichlin bezrika. In other words, there's no machsheves oichlin when it comes to the sprinkling of the dam, and likewise not with regard to the receiving or the transferring, the carrying of it. The only time that shelo l'shem oichlin is a problem in the case of a korban pesach, that's only with regard to the shechita process. So we see that shechita has a stringency that only during shechita shaloi la'oichlin would pose a problem. Therefore, I cannot learn from the realm of shechita to the other stages, because shechita has this particular stringency associated with it, and therefore maybe lo lishma is a problem by shechita, but, or let us say it this way, that maybe lishma is a necessity by shechita because it's a stricter area of concern, whereas by Kabbalah, Hoylocha, and Zrika, Lishma may not be important. So how do I know that Lishma is necessary by the other Avodos? Elo Omakro, there's a posik that says, Hamakriv es dam hashlomim. And the word Hamakriv is understood to refer to Kabbalah. Shetehei Kabbalah L'shem Shlomim. From this we see that you have to have Lishma by the Kabbalah, by the receipt of the dam as well. The Gemara asks, the lichtoiv rachmona b'kabbalah, the leilif shechita mina. Why not have the Torah write that you need lishma in the case of receiving of the dam, and from that we on our own could learn that shechita needs to be lishma. The answer is, I can't learn shechita from kabbalah mishum de'iko lemifrach. There is argue ma lekabbalah. Shekein psula bazar. Kabbalah has a stringency that does not appear by shechita, in that by Kabbalah you require to have a kohen. If it were done by a non-kohen, which is referred to by the term zar, the Kabbalah would be posel. This is not the case with regard to shechita. Shechita bazar is okay. Therefore, I need the posuk to teach me that Kabbalah must be done lishma, and I would not leave it to us to figure out Kabbalah from Shechita. Ashkechon, Shechita, the Kabbalah. So far, we're taking tally of what we've concluded. We found that you need Shechita and Kabbalah, Lishma. Zrika minalan. From where do I know that Zrika, the sprinkling of the dam, has to be lishma? V'chitema leilif mehani. You might try to say, I should learn, by comparison, learn Zrika, the sprinkling of the dam, from Zvicha and Kabbalah, which we've already determined through Psukim that you need to have lishma. The Gemara responds, I cannot learn Zrika from Zvicha and Kabbalah. Malahani, the examples of Zvicha and Kabbalah have a stringency or restriction that applies to them, and maybe therefore only they would need Lishma. So what's the stringency with regard to Zvicha and Kabbalah? Well, point Aleph is that Zvicha and Kabbalah have to be done in the northern part of the Azora. When you're dealing with a Kotche Kotchim, the high-level sanctity korbanos, they have to be done in the tzafon, and the procedures of zvicha and kabbalah are found with regard to the chatos hapnimios. These are special types of chatos offerings whose dam is sprinkled within the enclosed area, within the heichal of the Beis Hamikdash. This is not the case with regard to Zrika. Zrika is done on the Mizbech. It's not done only in the Tzafon. So that Zrika is not limited to the Tzafon, even if you're dealing with Kotshe Kotshim, it's not limited to the Tzafon. And Zrika is another element of Zrika is that it's not done, the Zrika of Achatas HaPnimi is not done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so that in a sense there is Shechita and Kabbalah by Achatas HaPnimi, there is no Zrika on the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Achatas HaPnimi. So Zrika is less significant, let us say, when it figures in the realm of the Achatas HaPnimi. Therefore, I don't know that Zrika must be done Lishma Ela Omakro. Therefore, I need to come onto the pasuk that says Hazorek Ezdam Hashlomim Shetehe Zrika Lashain Shlomim. Once again, the Gemara asks, and notice another marking that we didn't feature before. We have this dashed underline, which at each time you see the same type of suggestion arising. The Licht of Rachmana, this is the we're seeing this again. Of let the Torah write that you need lishma bezrika, the leilaf mina, and let me learn from this pasuk of Shetez from Hazorik is damashlamim that you need zrika lishma. And let me learn from that shchita, kabbalah and halacha. The answer is mishum deiko lemifrach ma lezrika shekain chayav oleha zar misa. If I show you that Zrika needs Lishma, I might argue that's because Zrika has a restriction that the others don't have, and that only in the case of Zrika, if a non-Kohen does it, he is Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. That's not the case in the case of Zvicha, for example, of slaughtering it. A Zar is quite acceptable. In the case of Kabbalah and Halacha, even though a Zar is unacceptable, if a Zar, a non-Kohen, would do Kabbalah or Halacha, there would be no Chiyuv Misa. Therefore, if I teach Lishma by Zrika, that doesn't mean I would be able to figure Lishma by the other Avodos. Ashkechon Kulhu. So far, we found a Moker for Lishma by Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika. That's the Kulhu. Holacha Minolan. What about the carrying of the dam from the slaughtering site to the Mizbeach? That has to be done Lishma. V'chitema Leilif Mikulhu. If you'll say, well, I'll learn Holacha that you need Lishma from the fact that I need Lishma by Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika. No, that's also repudiated. Ma Lekulhu Shekein avoido she'i efshir levatla. Toimar b'haylocha she'efshir levatla. If I say that I need lishma by the other avodos, that's because those are avodos that are essential. A korban cannot be processed without them. Namely, without Shechita, there's no Korban. Without Kabbalah Saddam, so there's nothing done. Nothing's been accomplished. And certainly with regard to Zrika, those are essential stages. Mashenkein, as opposed to the case of Halacha, there is a scenario where Halacha would not be necessary. It's expendable. What's that case? That would be a case where a korban is slaughtered right next to the mizbech, right next to the altar. If the korban is slaughtered and the dam is received in the reception vessel, right next to the mizbech, so there's no further walking, there's no further halacha that needs to be done. Therefore, it's not necessary. So by the fact that halacha is unnecessary, how do I know that you would require lishma by halacha when it is done? Elo Omar Kro, the pasuk says v'hikriv es hakol hamizbecha. The Omar Mar, and this word, this pasuk of v'hikriv, is zu halachas evorim akevish. This is a reference to the carrying of the limbs to the ramp that leads to the top of the mizbeach. V'tanya v'hikrivoi. There's a source that says features the pasuk v'hikrivo. And it says zu kabolas hadam. The word v'hikrivo over here is a reference to the receipt of the dam in the receiving vessel. V'afka rachmona l'kabola b'loshan halacha. And the Torah uses the word for the word v'hikrivo, which essentially means carrying something, drawing it near. But the Torah uses the word v'hikrivo for receiving the dam. Let's read that phrase again. The afka rachmana lekabola b'loshen haylocha. The Torah uses a word that would be translated as halacha as referring to kabbalah, lemeimra, to teach us the haylocha lo tafka miklal kabbalah, that halacha should not be treated any differently than kabbalah. Namely, just like Kabbalah needs to be done lishma, which we showed earlier, so too halacha must be done lishma. We have a new geometric form. We have a bow tie with colored in tips. The Ashkechon Shinui Kodesh. What's the role of this particular marking? So we glance at the side and we see Ashkechon with this bow tie with colored in tips, and the word Ashkechon will appear here. And by the way, if you have a geometric form in our marking system, it indicates a series, so there must be more of them. On the side of the Gemara, so we've written in Milas Ma'avar. This word Ashkechon, as appears in this particular geometric shape, is a word that features, it indicates a transition in the Gemara. Ashkechon literally means we found, but at this point, the Gemara is moving on to something else. That's what we mean by Milas Ma'avar Shemitzayin, that denotes Shahachochos Shehoyu Ad Kan Mekubalos, that whatever proofs we brought till now have been acceptable. The Achshav Oivrim Lohichiach Noisei Haba, and at this point the Gemara is moving over to prove the next topic. V'lo Hivlatnu Mila Zu Shofia Li'el Achar Kol Avoda Partani. We didn't mark off this word Ashkechon that we found used already above. Those were instances where individual avodos were found to be needed to be done lishma. So we didn't emphasize the word Ashkechon up till now, even though it did appear, because its appearance in this case is of a more, say, profound nature. Here we're moving to an entirely different realm. So the Gemara will use this word Ashkechon a few times. We will be featuring it with our markings on Omid Beis, the lower part of Omid Beis. You'll see the Ashkechon appearing again. But we're trying to emphasize that it represents a certain type of movement from one area to another. So at this point, the Gemara says the Ashkechon Shinui Kodesh. Up till now, we've dealt with the need for lishma with regard to the identity of the korban. That's what we meant by shinui kodesh, that there shouldn't be a change. Let us say, for example, that while you're slaughtering the korban as a korban shlomim, don't
don't have in mind that you're doing it as a korban oila. Shinui baile min olan. From where do I know that you should not have a change in terms of identity of owner as well? That it should be done l'shem, the owner. The focus on the owner when processing the korban and not focus on someone else. We have a house form here with a colored in tip, and we'll be coloring in the forms that we actually saw in the previous section of Gemara, but since we're focusing now on Shinui Bailim, we want to make a slight distinction vis-a-vis the markings, so we're coloring in the tips. So if you glance at the side, you'll see the house with the colored in tip under our Mivne heading, Mekoros L'Isur Machsheves Shinui Bailim Ba'avodas HaKorbanos. We'll also be numbering things off with Roman numerals and regular numeration in the space between the Gemara and the Rashi, to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You'll notice we've indicated under our structural note Roman numerals in triangles with colored in tips, and we've written on the side of our Gemara, Tchilas Mahalchim B'chipus Mokor L'Shinui Bailim. This will be the beginning of a stage of analysis, beginnings of different stages of analysis. So you have a Roman number one over here, and on Amud Beis, you'll see a Roman numeral number two, about a third of the way down from the top, where it'll be a new mahalach, a new approach to things. So until we get to that, we're under the heading of Roman numeral number one, and then there's this subnumbering system, which we'll see a little bit later, and that we've indicated on the side, Shlavim b'mitzias mekoros l'shinui bailim b'shar avodos. In other words, we're going to be looking for the issue of shinui bailim outside, other than zvicha, chutz mizvicha, besides slaughtering. We'll be looking for shinui bailim by the other stages. And those we will enumerate with the numbers. Continuing now in the Gemara itself, we ask the question of Shinui Bailim in Olam. From where do I know that one is not allowed to change within his mind the identity of the owner as well? The Rashi points out Shinui Bailim in Olam a few lines down from here. Shitzorach l'shochato Amanas Shiskapru Boy Bailov, that you're supposed to slaughter with the intent that the owner achieves his atonement, Velo Shiskapru Boy Acher, and not with the intent for someone else to receive his atonement. So the Gemara continues, Omar Rav Pinchas, Bray the Rav Ami, Omar Kro. By the way, in our markings to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, we made reference to this before, the circled Shinui Bailim. This was pointed out because at the top of the page we indicated Shinui Kodesh, and we have running down the left-hand side of the Gemara text the point at which the Gemara deals with each particular avoda. So here we have Zvicha. A number of lines later you'll see Zrika appears in that house form, and on Amud Beis there will be another house form with colored in tip when we get to the issue of Kabbalah. So Rav Pinchas answers, Omar Rav Pinchas, Breder of Ami, Omar Kro, Uvesar, Zevach, Toidas, Shlomov. It goes on to say in that pasuk, Biyom, Korbano, Yeochel. This will be necessary for later on, hence we've included it already at this point. And what do we learn from this pasuk? Shetei, Zvicha, L'shem, Toida. That the korban featured in this pasuk is a korban todah, that the slaughtering should be done with that in mind. Now, to say that you need to slaughter a korban with the identity of the proper identity of the korban in mind, and I'm going to supposedly learn that from here, I don't need this pasuk for that. Im eino inyan l'shinui kodesh, if I don't need this pasuk for shinui kodesh, denafka lon mehasam. We learned it from over there. Now, from over there, if you look at your to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, you'll see a little arrow, and this points to that. This is to be parallel with the previous arrow, second line from the top. At that point, the Gemara introduced a pasuk from which we learned Shetei zvicho l'shem shlomim. That was v'im zevach shlomim korbano. So what do I do with this particular pasuk? So the Gemara goes on and says, Teneu inyan l'shinui bailim. Apply the pasuk uvasar zevach toida shlomov to the need to slaughter the korban with the proper owner in mind. The Gemara asks, and now this is a question that takes a few lines to develop, and you can see that it's, that we have a long question marking featured to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. You see a kuf, which represents a kushya, with a vertical dashed line, indicating that all of the lines of Gemara opposite this vertical dashed line form the question. So the Gemara is asking, V'hai l'hachi hu da'asa, is this pasuk of uvsar zevach toida shlomov for this purpose, namely for zvicha l'shma? I need it for the following teaching. We have a Tanaic source which opens up with this pasuk, Uvasar Zevach Toida Shlomov. Abba Chanan Oimer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Abba Chanan quotes Rabbi Eliezer and says, Bo Lelameid Toida Shishachta L'shem Shlomim Kshera. That if a Korban Toda was shechted with a Shlomim mindset, the korban is kshera, and the owner fulfills his requirements. Shlomim sheshachton l'shem toida, a korban shlomim that shechted as a korban toda, psula. Psula means that the owner will not fulfill his obligation. And if you have someone that, let us say, had accepted upon himself the obligation of bringing a korban shlomim, and then it was slaughtered as if it were a toda, psula. The owner doesn't fulfill his requirement. He might be able to eat the meat, but the word psula in this context, as opposed to the way we've seen it used before, the word psula here means that the owner doesn't fulfill his obligation. Ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh? What's the difference between shechting a toda and calling it a shlomim, and shechting a shlomim and calling it a toida? Answer: toida kruya shlomim, vein shlomim kruya toda. Toda is called a shlomim. In fact, shlomim is an umbrella term which would include a korban toda as well. However, to say that a shlomim is referred to as a toda, that's inaccurate. Therefore, we have this difference in cases. With that, though, we come to the end of our question. The question was, how can you say that the pasuk of uvsar zevach toida shlomov is for zvicha l'shma, that there should be no shinui bailim? Do I not need Uvasar Zevach Toida Shlomov to teach me Abba Chonin's halacha? The Gemara answers, Anan mi Zevach Toidas ko amrinon. We are learning that Zvicha has to be done Lishma from the term Zevach Toida, Zevach Toidas. Abba Chonin, on the other hand, he learns his halacha from Toidas Shlomov, that a Toda is called a Shlomim. Question, Va'akati mi boyale, but I still need this pasuk, Chatos v'osham minolan. The issue here is, from where do I know that a Chatos and Osham have one day during in which to eat it? Tamud lomar zevach, which means I need this pasuk. This pasuk, and we had mentioned earlier that part of the pasuk says, after it says uvasar zevach toda shlomov, it says biyom korbano yeochel. So the word zevach is, let us say, it's an extra word that, according to this approach, is saying that not only is the toida, which is the feature of the pasuk talked about a zevach toida shlomov. Not only does a toda have one day, or we should say only one day in which to eat it, but the word zevach comes to include a chatas and osham with that same restriction. You have only one day to eat it. This is different than a standard korban shlomim during which you have 2 days to eat it. Anyway, the question is asked: Do I not need this pasuk of uvsar zevach toida shlomov biyom korban yochel for the halacha concerning chatas and osham, and it's not available to teach me the din of lishma by the bailim? Im kain, if this pasuk was here to tell me only the halacha of achila, michtav kra, the pasuk could have said uvasar toidas shlomov zevach, And I would say that the word zevach is extra, and it's there to include chatas and osham. My zevach toidas shlamov. What is meant by the pasuk in the way we in fact have it, where it says zevach toidas shlamov, and not that zevach is stuck in at the end. Shma mino atarti. From this, I can learn everything that we've stated till now, and that includes that we can learn zvicha l'shem bailim. We can learn the halacha of Abu Chanan. And we can also learn the halacha of Yom Echad by Chatas and Osham. Ashkechon Zvicha. Up till now, we've discussed that there should be no Shinui Bailim by the slaughtering. Shar Avodos Minolon. From where do I know the other avodos that Shinui Bailim would present a problem? V'chitemo leilaf mizvicha. Maybe we should be able to learn from the halacha of the Isur Shinui Bailim by slaughtering. The Gemara rejects that. Ma lezvicha shekein posel shelo l'shem oichlan bepesach. Zvicha has the restriction that we elaborate on quite a bit earlier with regard to lo l'shem oichlan by the Pesach. So it could be that Shinui Bailim is a problem only by Zvicha because it has this additional restrictive facet to it. But I can't necessarily apply a problem or suggest a problem of Shinui Bailim by the other avodos. The other avodos which don't have a problem of Shelo L'Shem Ochlin by the Pesach. So the Gemara answers, Nemro Zvicha B'Shinui Kodesh V'Nemro Zvicha B'Shinui Bailim. We see the Torah speaks about Zvicha, and namely it speaks about a problem of Shinui Kodesh by Zvicha, and it speaks about a problem of Shinui Bailim by Zvicha. Ma Zvicha Ho'amura B'Shinui Kodesh Lochilakto Bein Zvicha L'Shavodos. And just like when dealing with Shinui Kodesh, the attempt to change the identity of the Korban, we said that you cannot do that. You shall not do Mishana, the type of the Korban, whether it be by Zvicha, by the slaughtering stage, or by any of the other stages. We made no distinction. We said by all the other stages as well. Shinui Kodesh is a problem. Therefore, Af Zvicha Amura B'Shinui Bailim, so too the Zvicha that appears in the context of Shinui Bailim, let us say the same thing. Lo techalek bohen bein zvicha l'shar avodos. Let's make no distinction between the way we treat zvicha, that there's a hakpoda, there's a concern that it be done without Shinui Bailim, and likewise by the other avodos. So this the Gemara asks, ikol amifrach, but I can challenge this logic. Ma'ad, and we might want to note that at this point we're beginning a long question. This is the question on the attempt to learn Shinui Bailim B'Shar Avodos from Shinui Kodesh B'Shar Avodos. The question will continue several lines down from the top of Omid Beis. However, when we get to the top of Omid Beis, we're going to notice that there's an entire section contained in brackets. That will indicate to us that the main repudiation of the logic we just suggested will come from the last few lines of the Gemara over here. Ma l'shinui kodesh, how can I learn from Shinui Kodesh, where we see that l'shma is necessary by the Shar Avodos? I can't learn from Shinui Kodesh to Shinui Bailim. Shikain, and the Gemara enumerates here four facets that apply to Shinui Kodesh that don't apply to Shinui Bailim. Number one, shekein psula begufa. This expression will be touched upon or elaborated on a bit later. But for right now, when shinui kodesh would mean that you're tampering, so to speak, with the very essence of the korban, so that's different than shinui bailim, where you're not dealing with the very heart of the korban. That's what we mean that Shinui Kodesh is psula begufa. Number two, v'yeshno ba'arba avodos. Shinui Kodesh, where you change the identity of the korban, that has a bearing with regard to each one of the avodos on their own. This is as opposed to Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim poses a problem only if you're focusing on the zrika. it doesn't exist independently with regard to each avoda. For example, if a person shechts a korban, he shechts Mr. A's korban thinking that he's shechting it for Mr. B. That in and of itself is not a problem. Shinui Bailim poses a problem only if, while you're shechting the korban, you're saying, I'm shechting this korban with the intention of sprinkling the dam for Mr. B. Or I'm receiving the dam of this korban I'm receiving it with the intent of sprinkling the dam for Mr. B. And likewise with Hoylocha. Namely, so each one of the avodos has to be with a zrika mindset. But that's with regard to Shinui Bailim. So Shinui Bailim is limited to zrika in the sense that in the fashion that we just illustrated. However, Shinui Kodesh, that poses a problem with regard to not only the zrika, but each avoda in and of itself. Number three, V'yeshno li'achar misa, the issue of Shinui Kodesh poses a problem even after the owner died, as opposed to the case of the Shinui Bailim. If the owner died, there's no more issue of Shinui Bailim. The Bailim is gone. And the Yeshno B'tzibur Kibiyachid, the problem of Shinui Kodesh applies to a public korban just as well as it applies to a private korban. This is not the case with regard to Shinui Bailim, because if you're dealing with a public korban, there is no Shinui Bailim that is possible. The entire tzibur is the Bailim. Everyone is its owner. So at this point, if we were to pause in the discussion, we would come out with we'd have a problem, and that is, how do I know Shinui Bailim Bishar Avodas? I cannot learn it from the fact that Shinui Kodesh is a problem Bishar Avodas. So as we turn to Amud Beis, if we were just to skip the bracketed section, we would then encounter a new triangle, Elo Omar Rav Ashi. At this point then, we're going to take a new approach to discover where Shinui Bailim poses a problem. And we'll have to discover that Shinui Bailim poses a problem by the other avodos as well. At the top, as we mentioned a moment ago, we have a bracketed section. Let's take a look at the note that we have accompanying this on the inside margin. Hesber hasograim. Kushias ha-Gemora de'ikol ha-Mifrach. The question that the Gemara raised on Omid Aleph, that we can repudiate the attempt to learn from Shinui Kodesh, nish'ar ad la'achar hasograim. That basic question of ikol ha-Mifrach remains till after the bracketed section. B'soich hasograim, HaGemara mitzayenes d'shnayim me'arishima shel ha'pircha heim lav dafka. The Gemara will be pointing out that two of the four elements of the pircha are not really binding. In other words, we said that there were four differences between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh. When we get through the bracketed section, we'll discover that there are really only two primary differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. However, there will be two differences that remain, and as a result of that, I won't be able to determine Shinui Bailim from Shinui Kodesh. B'soichasograyim, which within the bracketed section, we have an internal brackets. B'soichasograyim hapnimim, these angular brackets, we call them internal brackets. Hagemora masbiro Ma heim hashnayim shem lav dafka. The Gemara will explain which are the two that were in the list of four, which are not really essential, as they're not really essential questions. In other words, they're really not the case. It's not the case that there is a difference. So two of them don't pose real differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. That will be the issue within the internal brackets. If you were to just as skip to the end of the internal brackets, right after that, the Gemara says, you can see the first word on it says, Tarti, Tarti miha ikol mifrach. At that point, the Gemara is saying that two of the four differences remain as real questions, as real differences. That's what ikol mifrach mean. With them, I really can ask and question the attempt to learn shinui bailim from shinui kodesh. So, therefore, we're going to have to come on to a new approach. Turning now to the Gemara itself at the top line. The afal gav, the tarti lav dafka, even though two of the four aforementioned differences are really not differences, tarti miho dafka, two of them are, however, specific and accurate. At this point now, we're going to explain what we meant by that two of them are not accurate. Maishno shinui bailim delo havi psulo begufa. Why is it that you were willing to categorize shinui bailim as not being a deficiency in the essence of the korban? The reason is because machshava ba'alma wasn't tampering with anything corporeal. It was a mere mindset where I had in mind someone else. Shinui kodesh nami, with regard to the change of korban identity, machshava bi'almahu, it's really a mindset issue. Elokivan de achshiva posla, since you changed in your mind which kind of korban you were processing, that rendered its psul, its unacceptability. Hachanami, so too with regard to shinui bailim, kivan de achshiva posla, since you had in mind someone other than the owner, that ruins it. So that there is no real difference with regard to shinui bailim and shinui kodesh on the grounds of psulo begufo. Neither one is a real psulo begufo. No, neither one is really an example of a deficiency in the korban itself. They're both deficiencies with regard to proper mindset. Ularav Pinchas Berei Derav Mori Diomar Yesh Shinui Bailim Lachar Misa, and according to Rav Pinchas, that says that there is a problem concerning change of owner in mind even after the original owner dies. That was number three, and you can notice we have written in a little three in parentheses. And just like on the second line from the top, we had a little one. This is a reference back to the list of four items that appeared at the bottom of Amud Aleph. We're pointing out that number one in that list and number three in that list do not pose, they're not accurate differences between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh. Continuing in the Gemara, Tarti Miha Ikol Mifrach. Two of the differences remain as the basis of raising an objection, the objection of learning Shinui Bailim from Shinui Kodesh. Namely, points 2 and 4 remain as differences. Elo Omar Rav Ashi, Omar Kro. Uniratze loi lechapir olov. Veloi al chaveroi. This pasuk features Zrika, lechapir, atonement, the ikur, the essential atonement that a person receives, that's at the point that the blood is sprinkled. So we see from this that olov means for him, for the owner, velo achavero, and not with someone else in mind. That's shinui bailim. So we see that from here that zrika requires to be done with the right bailim in mind. The Gemara asks a question. This is a multi-line question, as is indicated by the long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You see the kuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, indicating all of the lines of the Gemara that are opposite this form the question. The Gemara asks, V'hai lahochi hu da'asa? Is this pasuk for the purpose of zrika should be l'shem bailim? Hai mi boya le lichasanya? I need it for the following source. It's the very same pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Omer, es she'olov chayav bachriyuso. The es she'eno olov, eno chayav bachriyuso. The type of korban that is upon you, that is obligatory upon you, then you have to guarantee its being brought. Namely, if anything happens to it, then you have to replace it. Then there's another situation of es she'eno olav, that which is not upon you, that which you don't have a personal obligation concerning it. If something happens to that particular korban, then eino chayav b'achas, you're not obligated to replace it. The omar of Yitzchak bar Avdimi, my taimo. How do you see this difference? What is the reason for the difference between that which is olav and that which is eino olav? So the Gemara explains, kevon di omar olai. If a person says hare olai lahovi korban shlamim, that is the case of the first thing, aleph example, es sha'olav. You use the word olai, on me. So keman de toun le'a kasve domi, it's as if it's on your shoulders, it's on you, it's resting upon you, the obligation is upon you, so that if anything happens to it, I personally have not fulfilled my obligation. However, as she'eno olav, that's a case where you simply designated a particular animal as a korban, but you didn't accept it as a personal obligation. It's not upon you. Therefore, if something happens to it, you don't have to replace it. But at this point, we're at the end of a question. The question being that the pasuk cited to teach me the problem of shinui bailin by zrika, that is used for this purpose, to emphasize the issue of when you have to replace a korban and when you don't. So the Gemara answers, Rav Ashi, he was the name that appeared in that crown form that we saw above. That's a point that we're emphasizing Rav Ashi's name, which will be necessary later on. Rav Ashi mi uneratze loy lechaper ko'omar. Rav Ashi is focusing on that part of the pasuk, not the word olov. But the expression uneratze loy implies lo velo al chavero, that it shall serve as an atonement for him and not for some different owner. So Rav Ashi we're still using uneratze lechaberlov as a moker for the isur shinui bailim by zrika. Ashkechon zvicha uzrika. Up till now we have had makoros, we have sources concerning the isur of shinui bailim by slaughtering, that by zvicha, that was learned from Zevach Toyda Shlomov, and zrika from Unratza Loy Lechaper. Kabbalah Minolon, from where do we know the Isser of Shinui Bailim? By receiving the Dam. V'chitemo Leilif Mizvicha Uzrika, you might suggest that we should learn from the Isser of Shinui Bailim by slaughtering and by blood sprinkling. No, I can't learn from them. Ma Lizvicha Uzrika, Shekein avoido shechayoven olea b'chutz. Zvicha and zrika have a stringency that applies to them that does not apply to Kabbalah. What's the stringency? That if one were to do either slaughtering or sprinkling of the dam outside of the Beis HaMikdash, one is chayav kores for that. This is as opposed to Kabbalah, that even though it's also to be mekabel the dam of a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, if it were done, one would not be chayav kores for that. So Kabbalah is a lesser significant activity, in as we just illustrated. Therefore, how do I know that shinui bailim by Kabbalah would present a problem? Elo omar Ravashi. Asya me'el nozir. An ale nozir is a korban that a nozir brings upon the completion of his nozir period. And it says by that korban, the ale nozir, dichtiv, v'es ho'ayel yaseh zevach shlomim, which we darshan to shetehe asiyosu l'shem shlomim, that it should be processed as a shlomim. It is in fact a korban shlomim, and you must have that in mind. And if in truth I don't really need this pasuk to tell me that you should not change the identity of the korban, that's already learned from hamakriv dam hashlomim. Teneu inyan l'shinui bailim. I'll therefore apply this pasuk of V'es Hoayah Yaseh Zevach Shlomim to teach me the restriction against changing the identity of the owner. Before we go further, we have another notation that we want to take note of. We're using this diamond and also labeling it Aleph in the space between the Gemara and the Tosfos, the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. In the outside margin, we have a Mivneh note, Aleph through Gimel. In other words, we will see lower on the page a Beis and then followed by a Gimel. If you notice to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text on the lower part of the page, a Beis and Gimel follow. These are Gimel Shlovim Shel Halimud Le'isur Shinui Ba'ilim Me'el Nozer. There are three stages of this of deriving information from the El Nozer. U'me'el Nozer Loimdim L'Shar HaKorbonos. And from the El Nozer, we're going to learn with respect to other kinds of sacrifices as well. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar lay Rav Acho bar Abo the Ravo. Amo, could I not suggest that this pasuk of Vesoal Yaseh Zevach Shlomim can be darshened in a klal uprat fashion? Emo yase equals klal. That's a general comment. Zevach equals prat. Zevach is a specific comment. And the structure of this limud would be klal uprat. Em bechlal masha beprat. That I'm very limited. The general category is not going to include any more than the detail. And the detail over here is the word zevach. Zevach means slaughtering. Zvicho in midi achrin olo. If I'm going to learn from this, I might come out saying that only slaughtering must be done without shinui bailim, but the other stages, maybe shinui bailim is not a problem. As we go on in the Gemara, we should note we have a new geometric form. The triangle, well, with the tip, this is featured in an outside margin, the mivneh, and we call this ma'akav. The point facing up, Makav means to keep track of the discussion. With the point facing up, we're going to call them kushios, questions, and flipped around with the point facing down, there will be answers. So right now, we have a question. The question being that if I'm going to learn from this pasuk of Yaseh Zevach Shlomim, I might have on my hands a klalu prat structure. And if that were the case, I'd be limited to the realm of Shechita alone. So the Gemara answers, this is going to be one of two answers, and we've indicated that with the numbering written right above here, one, and a few lines later, we'll see Ravina, we're going to call him number two. Iksiv Yaseh Shlomim Zevach. If the word order was like that, Kedeko Amris, I would agree with you that it's mashma that the Asiyo should be done L'Shem Shlomim. However, and when we say Asiyah L'Shem Shlomim, of course, we mean that the Asiyah, I would be restricted to saying that the Zvicha alone must be without Shinui Bailim. However, Hashto Dechtiv Yaseh Zevach Shlomim. Now that it's the word order is like this, which this is what actually appears, Yaseh Zevach Shlomim, Havelei Klal Shein Omolei. It becomes categorized as a klal. We have the word yaseh, but I don't know what. Yaseh what? The word zevach interrupts. So it's a klal sheino mole. It's an incomplete klal. You don't have a klal uprat here. You have a klal without it being defined. It's a hanging klal. The whole klal sheino mole, any undefined klal or incomplete klal, ein donin oisoi beklal uprat. So the standard method of darshanim psukim does not apply over here. Therefore, the question of let me darshan it as a klal uprat and then be limited to zvicha lishma alone, that's not a question. Ravina Omar liolam donin. Ravina says even if you have this kind of structure of yaseh zevach shomim and we're calling this a klal sheino mole, I can darshan that as a klal uprat. However, V'lashem chozar v'kolal. The pasuk goes on to say Lashem, so that I don't have this limiting structure of klal uprat, which would have limited me to zvich alone, but the structure is a klal, general, prat, a particular, and then again a klal, again a general, that allows me to expand beyond the particular point that is mentioned, so that I'm not going to limit myself to zvicha, as was suggested in the question. Omar le Rav Achomi Difti the Ravina. Fahalo domi klolo kamo le klolo basra. We dashed underline Ravina so as to draw your attention to the Ravina in the inverted triangle. The Rav Acha is asking, are you telling me that because Lashem appears in this pasuk, I am able to darshan it as klal pratu klal? But the final klal, the final general term, is not parallel to the opening general term. Klola kamo marbe asios vesula. The first klal word, the first part, general expression was yaseh. Yaseh would tell me that only the asios are included, and not anything more. Asios would be those activities that lead up to the performance of the korban, the fulfillment of the korban bringing, the shechita, kabbalah, hoilacha, and zrika. Klala basra, kol lashem. The word lashem was used as a general term that would include anything that's done for the sake of God. Even these two expendable stages, the pouring out of the remaining dam, and the haktar simurim is the offering the innards on the korban. Now, but these two realms, these two examples are expendable. In other words, if you don't do shvicha shirayim nor haktar simurim, the korban is still kosher. If the, let us say, the emurim got lost, or the blood spilled out on the floor and you couldn't pour it over the mizbeach at the base of the mizbeach, which is the standard shvicha shirayim. Nevertheless, the korban would be okay. So the question simply is, since it's an imbalanced klal pratu klal, how is it that you can darshan it? How is it that you're willing to darshan it and say that I'm not limited to zvicha? The Gemara answers, ha, tona, debe, Rabbi Shmuel, hu, the Dorish Kloli Uproti Ki Hai Gavna. The Tana here that is teaching this Yaseh Zevach Shlomim Lashem is a klal pratu klal conforms to the school of Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, Ravino's answer that says we will don this, he can say this according to the school of Rabbi Yishmael that says that even though they're imbalanced klolim, it still can be darshaned as a klal prat uklal. And the Gemara simply clarifies and says klal uprat uklal yatadon elo keina prat, the prat being zvicha, slaughtering. Maha prat mefurish avoida uboinan lishmon, just like the particular, the specific example is an avoda, namely the slaughtering, and it requires to be done with a correctly focused mindset. Af kol avoda, so to any of the other avodas as well, uboinan lishmon, and they too have to be done with the proper focused mindset. The Gemara asks, I maha prat mefurish avoida v'chayovin ola b'chutz. If you're going to learn from the prat, then I would not be able to go beyond other things that are anything other than that which is similar to the prat. What is the nature of the prat? What's the nature of the of zvicha? Well, it is an avoda, and if it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash, one would be guilty, chayav kares, for that. So too, anything else that is an avoda that would result in a chiyuv outside, machutz. What can be derived from such a prat? Well, the Gemara enumerates, shchita, uzrika in, kabbalah, v'hilocha lo. But I would not be able to derive kabbalah nor halocha, because if those things are done outside, they are not chayuv. outside, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash, if one were makabel the dam or do hoylocha, it would not be chayav kareis. Inami, another problem that can be raised from learning this klal pratu klal and attempting to learn from zvicha, I will show you that you cannot learn from zvicha to other avodas. Maha prat mefurash dovor hatoun sofon v'yeshna b'chatos apnimios. The prat is zvicha. That's something that if you're doing with kochei kochim, it has to be done in the northern half of the azara, and zvicha also is something that's present by the internal korban chatois. Af kol haton sofon v'yeshna b'chatos apnimios. So to any other activity that would have these characteristics or restrictions. Shchita v'kabola in zrikolo. Shchita and kabola, we would include kabola. Shchita is what is a given. Hence we've used a horizontal dashed line. That's the constant, or that's what's featured. We have a diagonal dashed line to determine or to highlight that which is included, that which is part of the expansion of the prat in our klal pratu klal. So if I'm going to focus on zvicha, I would have to point out, like we just said, that, well, it's something that requires sofon, it's something that's present by the chatos apnimios. I can say that also not only by shchita, I can say that by kabbalah as well, that it is something that kabbalah sadam in a kochi kochi must be done with sofon, and kabbalah sadam is something that's done by the chatos apnimios. However, zrika is not the case. Namely, zrika is not with sofon, and zrika, the sprinkling of the dam on the outside mizbeach, is something that's not done by the chatos apnimios. So what am I going to do? Well, I have got only zvicha, and I can't really use zvicha to expand to other avodos. In other words, if you skim back over the last few lines of Gemara, you look at the diagonal dashed line. What else can be included through shchita? Well, we saw zrika might be included. We saw also kabbalah might be included. Ika lemeimar hochi. The Gemara now is in an answer mode. Ika lemeimar hochi. V'ika lemeimar hochi. You could say like the first one of these, where the double underline said kabbalah v'holochalo, or we can more accurately say zrika in, and you can say maybe kabbalah in. Shkulenheim, they're balanced. Which one should I opt for? Well, I don't know. And therefore, since they're balanced, v'yavo shnehem, I will therefore, in fact, include not only shchita, but I will take the liberty of including zrika and kabbalah as well, that they must be done without shinui bailim. We have a briefly bracketed section, and we skip it just to make the reading a little easier and to isolate the what's called the Lishna Hrina. Within the brackets is a second version of presenting the same information, and by skipping them in momentarily will help in the reading. E boyas ema, another approach to, we were posed with a problem of if I have zvicha as requiring to be done lishma without shinui bailim, how would I know zrika? That was at the second double underline that we saw just a few lines ago. We said shchita v'kabbalah and zrika lo. So this Iboy Esemo is answering where I would know the zrika from. Zrika midrav ashi nafka. That was from the drush of the pasuk Unaratzilo. You can find this by skimming up to the upper part of the page. You'll see an arrow, just like we have an arrow over here. In the upper part of the page, Rav Ashi had an approach to learn zrika, at that point we're trying to learn other avodas, b'shinui bailim. So you can learn the zrika, that it should not be done b'shinui bailim, from Unaratzilo l'chaper, just like we saw Rav Ashi cited that pasuk, and the klal prat uklal can be used to include kabbalah. Ashkechon el nazir. you'll notice we have a little mark here on the side. There's a little asterisk on the side of the Gemara. This will draw your attention to the line above, in the middle of the page. We had Ael Nozir featured. If you skim up, you'll find a parallel asterisk mark. So, at that point, we were using the pasuk by the Ael Nozir that said Ve'eso Ael Yase Zevach Shlomim as a basis for learning the restriction of Shinui Bailim by Shara Vodas. So that's fine and good from with that type of korban, the Ael Nozir. The Gemara asks, Shar, Shlomim, Menolan, what about as far as other Shlomim are concerned? The Chitemo Nelef Me Ael Nozir. And if you suggest, well, just like we see by the Ael Nozir, that the Shinui Bailim is a problem, let us apply that to other Shlomim. I can't. Ma'ala Ael Nozir. The Gemara refutes that attempt right here and says you can't learn from Ael Nozir. Shekein yesh imoem domim achirim. By the Ael Nozir you have other korbanos. A Nozir, when he completes his Nazirus period, in addition to the Ael Nozir, the korban shlomim that he brings a chatas and ola as well. So you see that a Nozir is a different type of, we call it, it carries with it a greater amount of obligation. So maybe by such a thing, the lo lishma is a problem, but I don't know that by standard shlomim im kain. So the more answers, if that were really a problem, nichtov shlomov, then the pasuk would have used that word, my shlomim. The pasuk in fact says zevach shlomim, a general term, lerabois kol shlomim. It doesn't say shlomov, which means his, the nozir's korban specifically, but it uses the word shlomim indicating all shlomim. Ashkechon Shlomim. So up till now, if we take stock of everything we've learned, we found that by Shlomim you would have a problem of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. Shar Kodshim Minolan. What about other kinds of korbanos? V'chitemo Neilaf Mishlomim. And if you suggest, well, just like we find that you have to be concerned with Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim by Shlomim, so too by other korbanos. No, I can't learn from Shlomim. Ma'al Shlomim, she came to Unin. Shlomim has additional features, and because the Shlomim requires smicha, the placing of hands on the korban, nisachim, the wine offering that accompanies it, utenufas chaz v'shok, and the waving of the chaz v'shok parts of the korban. Now, these features, all of them, appear by the Shlomim. They don't appear all together by other korbanos. For example, a korban b'chor, meiser, and pesach, they don't have smicha, nor do they have nesachim. A korban chatas and osham, they have smicha, but they don't have nesachim. Only by a shlomim do you have all of these things. So I can't necessarily learn from shlomim to the other kinds of korbanas. Elo omar kro, zoi satiro leilo lincho lechatas losham leilim zevach shlomim. All kinds, a whole list of korbanas appear in this pasuk. Hekishana kosev lishlomim. All the other korbanos are compared to a shlomim in this pasuk. Ma shlomim bein shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim bo inon lishma. Just like by the shlomim, whether it be changing an identity of korban or changing owner of korban, you are not allowed to do that. You require it to be lishma. Af kol, so too with regard to all the other korbanos, bein shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim bo inon lishma. The Gemara asks, "Eimo hecho de shachidu shelo lishma lifsalu?" Maybe if you do the korban with an incorrect mindset, you do a shelo lishma, the korban is rendered completely unfit. After all, it was done improperly, and then when I come to do the zrika, it should not be successful in allowing it to be eaten. We know that's not true. We know that a korban that's done shelo lishma, other than a chatos or pesach, we know that a shlomim and other kinds of korbanos, if it's done shelo lishma, they're not possible. They're simply the bailim doesn't fulfill its requirements, but they can be eaten after the zrika. So how do I know that if it's done shelo lishma, if other korbanos are done shelo lishma, that they are not possible? Omar Kral, the pasuk says, Moitzos vasecha tishmor V'yosiso kasher nodarto l'Hashem Elokecho nidovo asher dibarto b'ficha. This is something we've seen on an earlier daf. The Gemara says, "Hi nidova," is this pasuk, which after the word, after the latter part of the pasuk says, "Lashem Elokecha nidova," is this pasuk featuring a nidova? Nederhu. The pasuk is featuring that which is a neder. The pasuk that was cited here said, "Valsisa kasher nadarta." A neder, as opposed to a nidova, a neder is a situation where one incurs a personal obligation. He takes upon himself to guarantee the bringing of a korban. If anything happens to the korban, he'll have to replace it. If a person said harei olai shlomim and something happens to it, he'll have to bring something, another shlomim. A nedava is not the same. A nedava is where a person designates an animal as a particular korban. He says harei zu shlomim, pointing to a cow or to a sheep. He dedicates the animal, but he doesn't accept upon himself a personal obligation. A personal obligation meaning with an insurance policy attached to it. So how do you make sense of this pasuk that says on the one hand kashir nadarta and it says Lashem Elokecha nidava? Ela im kemosh nadarta sisa yehi neder. If you process it as you were supposed to, then yehi neder means you thereby fulfill your obligation and you don't have any further need to, there's no further korban that needs to be brought. V'imlav, if however you don't do it as you are obligated to do, you do it with a shinui, a lolishma mindset, then yehei nedova. Then it functions as a korban, it's acceptable as a korban, however, you still have to bring the original personal obligation that you incurred. But the point is that if it's done shelo lishma, that's what's meant over here, v'im lav, it was done shelo lishma, yehei nedava, it still is kosher as a korban, and not like was suggested two lines above, that lifsalu. V'itzterich moitzo sfosecha, I need the pasuk of moitzo sfosecha, which teaches me you should do it lishma, v'itzterich zois ha-tera, and I need the Zos HaTorah pasuk, which we had just a few lines above, which at that point we said all the korbanos were hukash to shlamim. So in effect I have two sources, two psukim, that seem to teach me that you need to, they need to be done lishma. So what do I need two psukim for? Di kosev rachmono moitzus vasecha, had the pasuk moitzus vasecha appeared and not the Zos HaTorah pasuk, lo yoda b'mai, I wouldn't know with respect to what is it necessary to do it lishma. It doesn't say in this pasuk which avodos are to be done lishma. Maybe, as Rashi says on the second line from the top, v'dilma lav v'lishmon mishtoikra. If we read that entire Rashi at the top, lo yadinon b'mai koma rachmona moitza sfasecha tishmor, and it went on to say nadarta and nedova. The halok siv behedyo b'hai kro avodos lishmon. In this pasuk, it doesn't say avodos lishmon. It just says you should keep your word. V'dilmo lav b'lishmon mishtoi kro. Maybe the pasuk isn't talking about the idea of doing avodos lishma. Therefore, kosev rachmona zois ha-Torah lemelaf mishlomim demeforish behu lishmon. The Zos HaTorah pasuk tells me to learn from shlomim, and by shlomim there it was already mentioned that you have to do its avodos lishma. So motzos vasecha is insufficient. Therefore, kosev rachmona zois ha-Torah. The e kosev rachmona zos ha-Torah. Had I had just that pasuk, havi amino lifsalu, I would have been left with that havamina, that thought that maybe if it's done shelo lishma, it would be rendered unfit, would be rendered unacceptable. Kosev rachmona motzos vasecha. Therefore, the Torah writes motzos vasecha to teach me that even though it's done shelo lishma, it still is kosher as a korban. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.